Now, yeah, it's been interesting to me to see this evolve, and yet when I first heard about it, I assumed that these kinds of assays, particularly the mutation, would be done on every specimen, just like with breast cancer. You know, you get ER/HER2, every time you get a piece of tissue, you're going to study it. And surprisingly, you know, I guess maybe 4 years later, it really doesn't seem to be done very much in community practice.
I think there are two real difficult things there that make it hard for that to happen. One is the amount of tissue. In breast cancer, it's easy to get a large chunk of tissue. In fact, most of our patients with advanced breast cancer once had localized breast cancer, and there is a piece of tissue sitting in a pathology lab somewhere. For patients with lung cancer, the majority of them present with metastatic disease, and the most common biopsy done is a fine needle aspiration where you have a handful of cells on one single slide that identifies the tumor. Occasionally, a core biopsy is done or a somewhat larger specimen is obtained, and you have a fair amount of tissue there, but oftentimes part of that specimen is used up doing immunohistochemistry, looking to identify the origin of the tumor and that sort of thing. And so when you want to do an EGFR mutation test, you need a relatively large amount of tissue. And what I use as a rule of thumb is you need about 10 to 15 unstained slides to do EGFR mutation testing. And I think the second big barrier to getting this done routinely is that this sequencing or tumor or mutation testing is not done in every pathology lab in America. And it's not something that can easily be scaled to the average pathology department. And as such, it's sort of destined to become a send-out test for all of those departments. Right now, Genzyme does the molecular testing for most of the country, and they are really the leaders in this area. But they see relatively small numbers of specimens compared to the nearly 200,000 patients who are diagnosed with lung cancer each year.